Look at me, busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy? Woo mess, woo mess. I don't sleep, I don't eat, but I got the cleanest house on the creek. Ooh mess, woo mess. Get these hairs all out of my face. Get these bugs all out of my place. One more hick, no time to waste. Woo mess, ooh mess.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but ho.
It's family and milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet turd.
Stupid the James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. First and foremost, DV listener Window Licker emailed me explaining what the hell happened yesterday. He called into the voicemail line saying, look, I've been away for a while because some asshat had me committed. Basically. All right. So he explains, he says, first of all, I'm talking fast in my voicemails to make them go faster, which I appreciate. Second, I said I wanted to cut myself with a blade. Someone called the cops and said they saw me cut myself with a blade. They came to my apartment, came inside, saw a pair of scissors, and said, this is a weapon. Then they used that as an excuse to take me to the top floor of some hospital. I was stuck inside for a whole week. No air, no sunlight. Getting a Haldol shot to my kidneys, releasing a kidney stone 3 millimeters in size, taking a potassium pill which blew up the kidney stone, splitting it into two. One came out, one is still in there. Also, I have a sinus infection. Wow, this guy's having a shitty week. Also, I have a sinus infection from all the shit they put me on. It broke down my immune system, all because I said something on my Facebook. Well, don't say you're going to cut yourself on Facebook, then. Fucking emo bullshit is that? Look, I know that the reason you cut yourself is because it's the only thing that feels real, but for Christ's sakes, you're not a 13-year-old girl. Man up. And yes, I realize I'm telling a guy who likes to wear diapers, shit in them, and suck on binkies to man up. The irony is not lost. Oh, I gotta say thanks to Mike, host of the Top 5 Podcast Spectacular, for finding out something kind of cool. He was messing around with Google Voice, and he discovered that the number 347-867-8333 was available. And what's neat about that is it spells distorted 3. It's a very easy phone number to remember, so what I've done is I've synced that up with my Skype. And now I know it by heart! Yes, Distorted 3 is the phone number. You call it, it goes right to my Skype, and if I'm recording the show, you can talk to me live. And usually, I'll have open phone lines from, like, the hours of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 a.m. And you can call in and shoot the shit, whatever. It's like a real radio show, except you can't hear what I'm talking about until I post the podcast. It's a little ghetto that way. So it's kind of like the voicemail line, except you'll actually, you can actually speak to me. I like how I had to explain that. Have you ever used a phone? It's kind of like that when you call someone up and they're on the other line and you can actually speak to them directly. That's exactly what it's like. So it's really nothing like the voicemail line. You'll be interacting with me one-on-one, I guess, if you want to talk to me. I don't know if anyone cares. But yeah, if you want to call in, Distorted 3. It's just that easy, all right? All right. Drunk midgets. Nothing beats them. DV listener Damon sent me a video. He also emailed me. He said, this is very important, Tim. Now, I have a feeling that my listener's idea of what constitutes something very important is not necessarily what the mainstream views as very important. This fucking land whale of an idiot made this video to make us feel sorry for her, but she doesn't even work out. She just copies every documentary trick and then films it. She interviews two boys that have nothing to do with her and approves nothing afterwards. All right, let's just take a listen. This is called A Day in the Life of a Fat Girl.
Hey, my name is Amanda Haskell. I am classified as a fat girl. I go through many struggles in life, and this is my story. Day in the life of a fat girl.
Oh, no. All right, it says here, even looking for something to wear while at a friend's house is difficult. Here's a fix for you. Get fatter friends. All right, let's see what happens here. The girl's looking through her friend's closet.
Small. Small. Medium. Medium. Extra small. Large.
All right, this is bullshit, first of all, because, it sounds like she's acting, and apparently her friend is a bit of a yo-yo dieter or something, because she has extra small, small, medium, and large shirts in her closet. That doesn't seem right.
Large. Hey, this is really cute.
Oh!
Yeah, of course, it doesn't fit me.
The large doesn't fit you? You are a fat ass.
Small. Unlike most teenage girls, I can't share clothes with my best friend.
Cue the violin music.
Even her biggest shirt doesn't even fit me. And that's just something I'm going to have to live with the rest of my life. Not every store in Canada has my size. I have to shop at special plus size stores or even shop online.
Like Fashion Bug Plus.
Just to get clothes that fit me.
Lane Bryant.
Stores should have everyone's size because not everyone is perfect.
Let's accommodate fucking whales now.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, it is really cute.
But it doesn't come in my size! I'm gonna eat my feelings.
To try and get the same size. I'm the same. One.
They don't have my size.
What size does it go up to? I'm pretty sure they have a large.
Small, medium,
large. But not a large. Oh, I see.
No. She held up the large shirt next to this woolly mammoth, and it looked like a Barbie outfit. Tiny. All right, so now they are asking random people on the streets what they think of fatties.
Okay, take a look at Amanda over there. Tell me your honest opinion of her.
She's big.
Would you date her?
No.
Why?
Because she's bigger, and I'll go for a bigger woman.
Do you think she's pretty?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you see Amanda over there?
Yes.
What's your honest opinion?
I don't understand the video effect, and Damon mentioned this as well. He says she pixelizes their face, these two boys being interviewed, so they can be kept secret, but not after showing the faces first. Like, she shows the faces of the kid and then proceeds to blur them.
You know her.
She's bigger than me.
Okay. Would you ever date a bigger girl?
No, she's bigger than me.
Why wouldn't you date her? Just because she's bigger?
No, like, it won't work.
Why won't it work?
My cock won't be able to find its way into her flabby pussy.
Okay. Do you think she's pretty?
Navigate the maze of flesh.
For a bigger person, yeah. I guess. Maybe okay. So. I don't know.
Thank you.
Goddamn film is not going to be winning any awards for editing.
What is it like to be the fat girl? I'm normal size, so I don't exactly know. I've had people hurt my feelings many times, but to be bigger and to be called on that constantly, I just want to know from your perspective what it's like.
At school, it's the worst because, like, everyone has, like, space between the desk and their stomach, and I'm just bigger than everyone else. So, like, they don't understand how hard it is for me to get in and out of my chair.
When she stands up, the desk goes with her. Oh, this documentary is fantastic.
So you wish that schools had bigger desks?
Yeah, like, not desks attached to a chair. Like,
it's
stupid.
They think everyone's normal sized.
Yeah.
Desks are stupid.
I feel sick to my stomach after running, like, 8 laps, but everyone else can run more than 8 laps, and it just hurts. And no one understands what it's like to be fat, because they're not fat. They haven't gone through what I've gone through.
Both crying, come on. The video ends with a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame worthy song, as sung by the fat chick.
I am beautiful, no matter what they say.
Really? Because 5 minutes ago you were bawling because someone pointed out your cottage cheese thighs.
Words can't bring me down.
I'd like to try to bring her down with words.
I am beautiful in every single way.
Oh, I can think of a few ways you're not. So there you go, a little documentary about the life of a fat girl in high school. Glad I made fun of her. Time we take down these poor teenage girls a peg or two. I am a monster. All right, moving on. I've got a great clip from a local newscast here. I really don't have to explain anything. Just take a listen here.
Have you ever heard of this website? It's called People of Walmart.
People
take pictures of shoppers and then post them online.
You can already tell where this story's going, right? If it's on the news and they're starting off with, have you ever heard of People of Walmart? God damn it! There's a caller online. Yes, caller. Why are you interrupting my program?
Hello, it's Ash from the UK.
Hello, how are you doing, sir?
I'm amazing. This is incredibly, incredibly weird.
I know, right?
What
a treat for you. You get to speak to a real celebrity. What's on your mind? Today's subject, herpes. Are you pro or con?
I don't know. I just thought I would ring you to say hi, and I hope you're well. I don't know if you're experiencing the freak gust of wind and your bouncy castle hasn't blown away yet. It's all very bizarre.
Yeah, I just set up this stupid phone number, and I tweeted about it and left a little message on Facebook, and you are my first caller that actually decided to talk to me. There's been a couple people who have hung up, but thank you for being my guinea pig.
Oh, I'm honored. I feel like I'm going into some sort of like Guinness World Record Hall of Fame thing.
Yeah, it's a real honor. So, what's happening over there in the UK today?
Nothing. It's pissing down with rain and it's cloudy, much as you would expect it to normally be.
Okay.
Aside from that, that literally sweet fuck all happens in the UK. Apart from the stories that I hear from you,
right?
So I guess my view's kind of slanted.
Right. Okay. So on my program today, I'm making fun of fat people and also ugly people. That's what's happening in my world.
Fantastic. So the norm then.
Yeah, pretty much standard distorted view stuff.
I was going to ask, how long do you spend a day physically having to scour the depths of the internet for just utter fucked up shit?
Yeah, well, some days it's easy because I get a lot of submissions from listeners, and then other days it's like pulling fucking teeth. It's impossible to find shit, and that's what... If you ever hear Tonetta on the program, that's because I can't find anything to play for you guys, and Tonetta always has new music. So he's my standby.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, well, listen, thank you very much for calling in. I really do appreciate it, but I got to get back to the program. I've got ugly people to make fun of. I told you that.
No, absolutely. Well, say hi to Joey for me and hi to your mom.
I will. He's upstairs getting ready for work.
A minute ago, so I'll...
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
I got through the voicemail like last time.
Goodbye. Talking over me the whole time. All right. I'm a monster. What can I say? Let's get back to the news.
Have you ever heard of this website? It's called People of Walmart. People take pictures of shoppers and then post them online so others can make fun of them. As Fox 2's Ron Savage reports, yes. One Metro Detroit woman wasn't laughing when her mom popped up on the site.
She shopped here at the Walmart on Ellsworth Road in Ypsilanti.
That cannot be his real name. The reporter's name is Ron Savage.
What she didn't know is her picture taken while she was shopping has been plastered all over the internet. The website is called People of Walmart. It appears someone has taken pictures inside the store, pics of people shopping, and then posted them on this site.
Not just normal people, hideous freaks.
You can't be safe in a store while you're shopping. It upsets me.
I sat down with Melanie Wheeler of Ypsilanti. She told me her mom's picture is here on the website. The caption reads, "A member of the Canadian division of the Trenchcoat Mafia." Melanie says her mom was shopping here at the Ypsilanti Walmart on Ellsworth Road.
I want the daughter to comment on how ridiculous the mother actually looked.
But did not realize someone snapped her picture and was shocked to find it on the internet.
And for someone to stand behind her, because the picture's of her back, like the back of her right shoulder. So they were doing.
And you can't even see her face.
Where they could.
So no one would have known it's her.
About stomach level, where no one would see that they were holding the camera up to do it. And she was upset about it. Her first reaction when I told her was, "I want the picture taken off. Can you do it?" And I'm like, "Well, no, I don't run the website."
I spoke to the night manager at the Ypsilanti Walmart. He said Walmart has nothing to do with the website and that Walmart in no way supports the website. Melanie Wheeler says that in her opinion, these pictures are different than those taken by paparazzi on a public street or sidewalk.
The thing is, if you take a picture of someone in public, they're in public. My argument is, you're in a Walmart.
You can't get more public than Walmart, you know what I'm saying?
We have no privacy shopping. I mean, so I could go into any store and take a picture of...
I'm going to start a website called People Shopping for Tampons, and it's just going to be photographs of people in various drugstores, or even Walmart or Target, picking up tampon boxes.
Anybody, or their children, and put it up on... A webpage.
And Melanie Wheeler...
TamponShoppers.com, is that a website?
...is what would give her satisfaction.
All sorts of spin-offs, like Condom Shoppers, or, you know, Enema. EnemaShoppers.com. Register all those domains tonight. Grab them while they're still available. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done well over 12 or 1,300 shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. Got a video cast for you this week. As a matter of fact, next week is going to be all Sideshow exclusive programs. So if you want to hear new stuff, you got to sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Don't forget, I still got a few t-shirts and trading cards available. I think I have some trading cards available still. At Jagu.net. Check that website out for Distorted View merchandise. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. An employee of the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office testified last year in court. Where's Cook County at? Oh, the Chicagoland area. Okay, getting my Florida sound effect ready to go. It just sounds like a Florida story here. Yes, an employee of the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office testified last year in court that the office had placed indigent babies... Does that mean dead? Dead babies? In the same casket with numerous fetuses and other remains, contrary to what the office said last week was its policy. Who the fuck cares if it's one dead baby in a box or 50? They're dead. And they're tiny. It's all about space saving. And little kids love playtime. Putting one kid in a casket is like an eternal timeout. You get a bunch of little stillborns together, it's like, you know, a playground setting or something. All right, yes, after Sheriff Tom Dart last week called the way the county buries indigent and unidentified people appalling, the medical examiner's office said it allows only the remains of fetuses and stillborn babies to be combined in a single casket. Otherwise, everybody, even young children, is individually placed in a casket, said Jesse Neves, a county spokeswoman. But Michael McReynolds, an employee of the medical examiner's office, testified in May in a circuit court trial that the body of a month-old baby who died in 2003 was placed in a casket with the remains of at least 42 others, often a combination of babies, fetuses, and body parts. Every time they move the casket, it rattles. Little arms and body parts smacking against one another, the heads of stillborn babies. Yes, remains were added to the casket over the course of several weeks, perhaps even longer, before eventually being shipped to Homewood Memorial Gardens. There, the casket was buried in a trench with the bodies of other unknown people. Last week, Dart criticized the cemetery located in the south suburban Homewood area for stacking caskets of indigent and unidentified bodies atop one another, making it difficult for relatives to later locate them. The cemetery...
I'm looking for my little baby Jenna's left arm. Do you know where that's buried?
The cemetery holds an exclusive contract with the county to bury the body... parts. All right. On Monday, Neves and a spokesman for DART said officials from the medical examiner's office, the sheriff's office, and other county agencies plan to meet soon to review procedures used in the burials. Alexandria Drakeford, the mother of the month-old girl who was buried in 2003 in the same casket as other remains, said in a telephone interview Monday that she was disgusted when she learned her daughter didn't have her own casket. It literally makes me feel sick. Maybe the $4.6 million awarded to you in damages would make you feel a little better, make you less queasy. She's not received yet any money because the hospital is seeking a new trial. I gotta say, if I had a baby, like a stillborn, it came out fucking dead, croaked, and someone approached me and said, hey, I'll give you $4.6 million if we can put your dead stillborn baby in a box with a couple of, you know, limbs and a couple of aborted fetuses, I would say, fuck yeah, I will haul that casket and bury it in the cemetery myself. They say you can't put a price tag on your children. I disagree with that, but even more so, if the baby comes out already mangled and withered and hard, who the hell cares what happens to it? All right, second story we have for you today. It's always nice when a teacher goes above and beyond his or her duties to help a child in need. Well, a teacher at Northwood High School is being accused of showing a student the most effective way to slit her wrist. Up and down the river, Stacy, not across. Christ's sakes. All right, the alleged demonstration occurred Thursday, not even 2 weeks after another student committed suicide. Tina Watson, the girl's mom, says the teacher asked her 14-year-old daughter if she was cutting herself because she arrived to class wearing a bandage. She then allegedly traced lines on the girl's arm, telling her which direction caused the most harm when cutting. School board officials are investigating the accusation and say the well-being of the student is their top priority. The girl's mother met with school and district officials this afternoon. According to Watson, the teacher is still teaching during the investigation. She says her daughter was in her class this afternoon. Awkward! Final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with us!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Ahem. Sorry. Yes, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, specifically. A man's bargaining skills earned him a felony charge. Now, we've all heard about haggling for the best price when dealing with cars or appliances, that type of shit. You don't so much bargain for the best deals on crack, though. You don't see that too often. Gregory Dwayne Murphy, 27, got involved in his friend's negotiation for crack cocaine, according to an arrest report. The negotiation was part of a sting operation by the Sheriff's Office Street Crime Unit that took place on January 15th. At around 2:30 a.m., that's when all the best drug deals go down. You don't hear about a lot of, you know, deals happening during the early bird special at Denny's or something. At 2:30 a.m., Murphy's friend, Benjamin Bonds, parked in Pinecrest Mobile Home Park. Again, a lot of drug deals going down in mobile home parks. This is all very standard fare. Yes, he parked at Pinecrest Mobile Home on Racetrack Road, Zoom. When an undercover deputy approached the Buick, Bonds asked him for $60 worth of crack cocaine. How much will this get me? Murphy was sitting in the front seat and participated in the negotiation for the crack cocaine with me and Bonds, the deputy wrote in the report. Bonds, 28, and Murphy were arrested at the scene. I wonder how much crack they were able to negotiate. Look, I'm going to throw in an extra crack rock, but you are blowing me. I mean, $60 is not a lot. All right, yeah, Bonds, 28, and Murphy, is that how they're sold? Is that how crack is sold, by the rock? I don't know. I'm so very white. Bonds, 28, and Murphy were arrested at the scene. Both were charged with felony cocaine possession with intent to purchase a Schedule Deuce narcotic. That, my friend, is TNB. No, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails. Yeah! That's my rock voice. Are you ready to rock? The voicemail section! Yeah, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, buddy, Phil, last time. This time is going to be really quick and easy.
Good.
Watch a program on National Geographic called Hard Time.
Oh, I think I saw part of that on Netflix, right? It's all about white supremacists in jail.
There was this guy with this tattoo on his neck, two tattoos actually. One across the front said "freak" in very large letters. The one on the side.
Oh God, please! I hope it's not Jagu.
Had a 6 and a 7 superimposed on each other, kind of looked like a 7-inch, if you know what I'm saying. Not quite 11-inch, but a 7-inch. So I'm starting to actually, and I got to tell you, this guy actually looked like a skinhead. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to think maybe you really do hate the Jews. Yeah? Do you really hate the Jews?
A lot of my listeners are incarcerated.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Rob here. Listen, I was just watching this program on National Geographic. It's called Hard Time.
Is this the same guy? Wait a second.
Hey, buddy. Failed last time. This time is going to be really
quick. Is that the same guy? I think it is the same one.
Tim, you're not really understanding what I was saying about the trading cards. Now, I said, yes, they are trading cards. So no one can really trade them. But if you take the cards and release limited packs every so often, people will start to trade them. You know, some people will buy them, some people lose interest.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I loved the trading card thing. We're pretty much sold out of those, by the way. I think there might be one or two packs left. I don't know. You go to Jagu.net. If it's sold out, you won't be able to purchase them. But I loved them. I thought it was a great idea. It's just something fun. You know, it's just a fun thing. And I said I wouldn't reprint those, and I don't think I want to. But maybe we will do a second series. And if you guys have an idea for a trading card, like, you know, I came up with five. Either the Dick Hole Guy, Bunny Crush, the Near Dead, the Tards, the Unsavory, or whatever, and of course me. But there are tons of Distorted View characters out there that we could use. And I would definitely be up for doing a series two, perhaps. I don't know. Someone else came up with the idea that it should be like a fighting, like a Pokemon type game or something. Distorted View pals, got to catch them all. I don't know. So maybe we'll do that in the future.
Jagu, Tim.
I mean, it took me, what, seven, how many years? 5 years to come up with the first, you know, set of T-shirts and stuff.
Jagu, Tim. It's Incognito checking in again.
Jagu.net will be updated in 2020.
I just got done playing your classic edition of Fat Coffee Tuesday with the fat chick and... He's using the babies, the dildo, and all
that. The Corey
that
story, right? I think.
But anyway, I don't know if I've said this before, but I'm a member of the armed forces, or the military, if you will.
Right.
And I gotta say, the people that I've played it for, they got a kick out of it. And these are like officers, military officers, and high-ranking enlisted personnel.
Yes, a lot of military people listen to DV. A lot of law enforcement listens to Distorted View. I hope you guys will all have my back when I am eventually incarcerated for something I say or do. Just remember who Timmy Boo is.
Gonna get it at first, but they did. So I mean, just spreading the STD, man. Just know that you got
That's
military
right.
members out here that love the show.
Right.
You
do, so.
Take care.
When Al Qaeda or whoever infiltrates the U.S., I hope to have military protection.
Dude, it's Vine Giant right here, and Tosh.0 is at it again. He stole the Selena Gomez pedophile video. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, these videos, like I said, are viral for reasons because a lot of people are discovering them. So you can't really say that one person is copying off another. Now, some of the things that I feel like I have discovered myself, some of the more obscure things, then I get a little pissed off when other people find out.
Hey, Tim, this is Brother O'Pan. I'm
very protective of my freaks.
Back to the church. This is actually my first time calling as a non-honorary
Well, welcome
member.
To the program!
It's been 6 years.
Ah!
That shit. But anyhow, so, as somebody who has been listening to the show for 6 years, I realized that I knew I was a freak one moment. It has become pretty cliche, but I feel entitled to deposit one anyhow.
Sure.
So I was at a Walgreens today waiting in like a 7.5-hour line, and somebody walking all the way to the end of the line walks past me and just goes, "You said with these registers, must be a bunch of tards to keep everyone waiting in this line so goddamn long." I was like, "Yeah, somebody else said tards. That's pretty funny." And so I turned away my friend and I was like, "Yeah, you know, everything on. But these cash registers are made by a bunch of those fucking unsavories. They take forever to do everything." And then this woman just turns and gives me the most foul look I've ever had in my life.
The cashier?
Like, unsavories. All right, Tim. That should be all.
I really hope the term unsavories becomes synonymous with retards. Because, and again, that's something Distorted View came up with.
Hey, Tim. This is Emily from Canton, Ohio. A while back, you read a news story about how Korean women will, like, steam their vaginas with some kind of, like, aromatherapy steam.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Well, recently, I was at this place in Dallas called King's Spa. It's a Korean bathhouse.
Oh, God, I hope you steam-cleaned your pussy.
Actually got the service.
Oh!
$30, you sit naked on this chair that has, like, a hole in it with a steamer inside, and they just put, like, this plastic cape around you, and you just steam your vagina for, like, 15 minutes. It's
How
crazy.
Do you feel?
So if you have any freaks in Dallas, I would recommend it. It was a very interesting service.
Yeah.
So thanks for that news story, because that prompted me to be more willing to get the service.
But how did it feel against your coot? Did it feel good? I mean, it's steam, so it's hot. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Fit from Florida. There's
like
a couple
it.
Of wild cats that hang out around my house here. And
Don't
I was just out back smoking a cigarette, and I witnessed one of the bigger cats, male cats, bite the neck of a younger female cat and basically rape her. took her little kitty virginity. Oh. And the weird part is I kind of got turned on by it.
Oh, right.
it made my dick get hard.
seeing a guy watching two cats have sex and then looking down and just seeing that he has a massive boner. Creep.
Hey, Tim, SciShow member Rich Leather for what may be the second time in this voicemail segment. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. Anyway, I'm listening to the February 4th program, the one with the unsavory current affairs show on Community Access TV.
Yes.
And that leads me to this question. Do retards have the magical ability to understand each other's speech, or are they just as in the dark as we are as to what the hell they're trying to say?
Kind of like they speak their own language.
Hey, Tim, Lifetime member Swiggy here. Hopefully this all goes through because my phone hates long distance. Anyway, it's regarding the preemia. Listen, guys, my life has just gone through a total shitstorm. I recently diagnosed with a mental disorder. No surprises.
What's going on?
I'm walking with a cane because of a car accident.
Holy shit.
Now my father is going into surgery. So, seven at a time. But if anybody wants to help with the Freakipedia, just, hit me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, someone emailed me. I completely forgot about this. Someone emailed me and said that there's a crazy spam problem happening at the Freakipedia. I just haven't had time to log in and deal with it. I apologize. But, yeah, if anyone wants to help out with Freakipedia, that would be great.
Hey, it's Civil Distrust. Hey, Emily, can you say you're listening to Distorted View with Tim Henson?
Yeah.
Say it.
Well, then say it! he wasn't just asking. Can you say Distorted View? Yeah.
Don't say it.
Yes.
Say you're listening to Distorted View.
Oh wait, is this an unsavory? Well, I think we found our new announcer.
You.
Fuck you all.
Fuck off, Scott Fletcher.
That's the best you're gonna get.
All right, thank you very much, Civil Distress. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-2463. That's 206-666-OGOD.
I am classified as a fat girl.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast, STV, baby. If you're not yet signed, remember, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive just for my paying members. Otherwise, we will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it. You don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's a sniff freak.